What's up with Jessup? It's the only way to wake up. We state our views, state facts, and then afterwards we make up. From politics, business, to lifestyle, let's get this. Jessup Jong knows all the facts. He has no missed list. This podcast is your place for breaking news and hot takes. It's the only way to wake up. What's up with Jessup?
Welcome back to the What's Up with Jessup podcast. We're back at it again with the writing workshop. So we will be looking at how I edit my papers, and hopefully that will help you navigate through your writing process, because it's so easy to be stuck, and that's what I experienced yesterday. I felt like there was too much of a barrier for me to be writing things, so it didn't really happen. Also, I'm going to start recording on Zoom, which will be uploaded on YouTube as well, so you can check it out there. But the podcast is really where it is. I definitely recommend you subscribing, because you'll be able to get all the updates, and that's great. Whereas the YouTube version, only like probably one out of two or three will be uploaded. So this is how where I've left off. I'm almost done with chapter 2, which is amazing. This has taken me so long. Yet, at the same time, once you start actually doing the tasks, they're not actually that hard. So, here goes nothing. I'm just literally just reading through it and seeing if the ideas work or not. So, let's go. Love the background music, too. This is the music I play drums to, so... You know, I'm just having fun, but I wanted it a little bit quieter, so that's good. So, whereas the humanitarian aid approach tends to follow a liberal school of thought, the human rights organizations... So I think I've tried to... put this first sentence into a different place. Let's see. Humanitarian aid organizations. Okay. So I can delete this, because I've actually already written a full paragraph that was expanded just from this single sentence. So if you'd like to hear what that was, you can tune into the previous episode. So this paragraph actually starts right away as: human rights organizations have historically been affiliated with a neoconservative school of thought. And I guess the in contrast should be at the beginning of the sentence. And this neoconservative school of thought emphasizes accountability for human rights violations by North Korea. This political affiliation may come as an initial surprise, because more liberals tend to support human rights in the US, and human rights organizations such as Amnesty International and the Human Rights Watch tend to be associated with the left. In the case of human rights advocacy in North Korea, the distinction is, there are countries outside of the United States that are criticized because of their human rights abuse. So that is pretty much foreign policy. I mean, I don't see any other thing really mentioned. In terms of foreign policy, maybe. let's just limit it to North Korea. In the case of human rights advocacy in North Korea, however, congressional hawks and neoconservatives have championed the issue in an effort to name and shame the North Korean regime. Since the Bush administration, which pursued a strictly conservative agenda, the constituency of human rights advocacy has broadened and softened its rhetoric of regime change. When U.S. Ambassador Robert King was appointed as special envoy to North Korea, human rights became a more bipartisan issue. As seen in the Committee for Human Rights in North Korea, the mix of board members across the aisle has helped soften the rhetoric. In the sense that human rights advocates vouch for these liberal values to be implemented before engagement, however, beliefs of human rights advocates remain distinct from the school of democratization. On security wait. This past sentence is a little bit harder to understand. So, in the sense that human rights advocates vouch for... This is a hard distinction that I don't know is really... So I'm saying the rhetoric has softened. Yet it still remains distinct, is probably the idea I want to convey. All right, so that's the main concept. I'm going to read the sentence again and see if I can match that sentence to this energy. So, in the sense that human rights advocates vouch for... Yet, these liberal values, this is a little bit hard. I think I can just take it out. The liberal values. Because it just really confuses the reader. So I'm going to take out these. The sense that human rights advocates vouch for these liberal values. And the only important part is implemented before engagement, which is the idea of democratization. Human rights advocates still remain Yet, human rights advocates, the belief human rights advocates theory of change still remains distinct from democratization.
democratization theories of engagement. Proponents, theories of engagement from democratization theories, in that these rights requirements must be implemented before engaging
on security concerns.
So I'm gonna delete the rest of the sentence now. And then the last sentence is, on security concerns, their position is closer to the realist school of thought.
Is this really necessary or even relevant? I'm going to take this out. Or I can weave it out into a full-on paragraph, maybe, or maybe not. I mean, security, that has already been talked about in the different goals, so I don't think so. So let's just delete this. I just deleted two sentences, which is a really big improvement for me, because I have a lot of trouble throwing away sentences, because I always feel like they're, you know, I worked hard for that, and so it would be a waste to take them out. But now I'm getting more used to it, and as you can see, it's a gradual process. It takes time to be able to let go psychologically. So this applies not only to writing but in life. So let's go on to the next paragraph. North Korea has dismissed plans of humanitarian aid and has asked donor states to transition humanitarian aid into development aid. So this is the biggest question I have. Why are we even talking about development aid when it's about the supporters of humanitarian aid, right? I mean, is it the reasons why there is challenge and conflict? So this is really like a definition of humanitarian aid, and especially developmental aid. I feel like this part is more related to the ideological goals. Okay, so this part introduces development aid, and then this part says these development aid has been diverted
and has therefore, like, so it goes from development aid being diverted, and that diverting going into criticism, and therefore fluctuation. Aid, criticism, fluctuation of funding. So this is financial, right? But we've already looked at that in financial. What is happening? So I think what I want to add is these handouts started in mid-1990s. So I think I should add stuff about the Clinton administration here. This is a recent thing. So I think I could argue that I have to give in the Clinton administration background. So I'm just going to find anything about Clinton from my paper. First, so I'm going to look for Clinton in paper, and then I'm going to look at OneNote just to see if I have any notes on it. So first, let's go with Clinton. So, there's anything but Clinton, period. And then, political does. Maybe I should look up the Lee article about Sisyphus and just find what it says about the Clinton administration. Maybe. I would be down for that. So I should look at Sisyphus, Lee, Sisyphus. Okay, next sentence, Clinton style engagement efforts. Okay, so I should look at Yaw 2011, Clinton style engagement efforts. All right, so I have two places that I can look at, and then let's look at my OneNote just to be sure there aren't any stuff that I've already written about. Then I wouldn't be wanting to look at it again, because who wants to look at the same stuff again and again, unless you're a writer. Oh wait, we are writers, so we should look at them, huh? Interesting. Sorry about talking too much with myself by myself, but this is my thought process. Let's see if there are any more Clinton things that we can look for. So So, it seems like, at least so far, there aren't anything, which is great. So we've looked at both of them. Also, I should be counting how much work I'm getting done. A really big part of this is making sure you count your victories. Because if you're just working on your paper nonstop, you don't know when to stop. You also don't know when to celebrate and things like that. So it's really important to be able to count, like, how many sentences did I look at so far? How many paragraphs did I work on? So for example, I said 1, 2, 3, 4. I worked on 6 sentences so far. So I'll write that down. And then I also say, I looked at 3, 4, 2, 3, 4 sources of information. And so I celebrate that. And then I go on, which is looking at the 2 pieces of writing, Lee Sisyphus. So again, I go to Zotero, which is, I don't have a sponsorship with this company, it's just free. But my professor introduced me to the program, and now I use it all day, every day. I'm going to look for Clinton here and see if it's there. Perfect, there's only one mention. It says Clinton and Bush administrations each provided assurances. All right, that's not good enough. I'm taking Lee out. So, taking Lee out. And then write that you've already looked at them, because you want to keep track of that, especially if there's a large number of references that you're looking at. And then you can look at Yaw 2011. There's a lot, because that's the main author I've been looking at. Let's see. Let's go for Andrew Yaw. And then let's go for 2011. That's gonna be hard. There are 3 papers that are written in 2011. Nope, there is only 1 that's written at that time, which is amazing. Let's now look for Clinton here. However, A became politicized at the early stage with the Clinton administration and linking it with 2 nuclear negotiations.
Wait a minute.
Whoa. This means humanitarian aid was linked with nuclear negotiations as well. Interesting. This is fascinating, actually. Because there's only the narrative that human rights was politicized and linked to nuclear negotiations. Huh. Okay. How about Bush? I'm now curious. Did Bush also use human rights for nuclear we already know. I mean, from my kind of experience firsthand, I do know that some of the criticism was that this human rights was connected and associated with human nuclear negotiations. So I should add that sentence right before. So I should say something to the effect of, due to this, following this logic, human rights have been linked with nuclear negotiations in an effort to do what? In an effort to demand requirements before engaging in with the country. All right. Good enough. Now, I'm told I have to put in the Clinton administration backgrounder. So let's see. In response, progressive. Here, let's start with that. Progressive governments, and this is page 47. Progressive governments, such as the Clinton administration, have supported the delivery of humanitarian aid to North Korea. And I would want to add the nuclear at some point, but not now. So, let's see. Clinton agreement with North Korea. I'm just looking up the agreements with North Korea. I mean, I do remember the agreed framework, but are there any more? Are there any other
ones?
Let's see. I'm reading a Wikipedia page about the agreed framework right now. It was signed on 1994. about the nuclear power plant and normalization of relations. So let's look at agreement here. Motivation. DPRK withdrew from the NPT. Robert Gallucci and Kang Seok-ju signed the deal. Nuclear stuff was supposed to be done. Is there humanitarian aid though being done in this? Let's see. Clinton administration humanitarian aid to North Korea. What's an agreement that looks at this? Yeah, it's very hard. I mean, it's only like 1 p.m., 2 p.m. in the afternoon, yet I feel so sleepy. I don't know why. That's the thing. But, so I looked up two articles. Both of them were articles I've already read. It's kind of crazy. After a while, you have read really all the major articles there are about North Korea, which is kind of crazy. Yeah. But let's see. So 1994 can be considered something that is given in exchange for aid. So it's energy aid. Oh my gosh. The aid that was given by Clinton was not just aid, it was energy aid. Because it was petroleum, if you think about it. Oh my goodness. Wait a minute. So this wasn't just any kind of humanitarian aid. It was really energy aid. This is actually pretty interesting. Okay. So the... Let's see. And then I was looking at a nuclear arms website. Now I'm looking at the New York Times. It is considered an energy aid. Oh my goodness. So that is part of the agreed framework. Oh wow, okay. So in this sense, I think we should have the part about development aid. Huh. So I should not say that it's the same thing. It's rather that this developed into. So example would be saying that here, where's the beginning? Well, Humanitarian aid. Then aid often accompanies or develops into developmental aid. So that's interesting. Here, let's go into this again and say, progressive governments such as the Clinton administration have supported humanitarian aid to North Korea. Okay, very good. Especially, I'm gonna get some carrots because I'm feeling a little bit hungry. Here, I'm just gonna pause this, have some snacks. I'll get back to you in literally probably 5 minutes. Welcome back. I took not a 5 minute, but almost a 10 minute rest. I didn't realize I was recording on my Zoom account, so I just recorded through the entire break. I ate a lot of, carrots, and I messaged all of my friends for fun. I'm pretty much a bunny who's self-quarantined and needs a lot of friends. So that's interesting of an insight I've just given you. And now let's go back to writing. So, where was I? Oh, I was looking at, what's it called? Email. See, email, oh. Email is the vice of life, pretty much. Because you get very easily distracted. I'm distracted again. Oh no. Oh no. I'm looking at Gmail as we speak. This is kind of bad. All right. I'm done. I'm really done. All right, back to topic. See, this is great. You get to experience firsthand what it is like to procrastinate and get distracted, because that's what happens to me all the time, especially with writing my thesis. I just never want to get it done, and I have always more interesting things, even if it's just like an article about philosophy and anthropology and any other topic that doesn't really help you in life. No, I'm just kidding. I love them equally, and that's why I get interested in them. But I could be looking at them at a different time. So don't beat yourself up too much for it. Just get back to it and do it. All right. So where was I? Humanitarian aid often accompanies or develops into development aid. So develops into development aid is not a good word to be saying. So I'm going to look development in the thesaurus and say it progresses into. No, that has a positive connotation. It advances into, establishes, evolves into, or evolves into. That's better. That is better. Unfolds into. Unfolds. So I'm going to look for evolve in thesaurus just to make sure. It matures, unfolds into. Let's see if unfolds into. Unfolds into is like an actual phrase. Okay. Or unfolds into development aid. Okay. So I'm gonna say especially during famine, North Korea famine 1994. Especially during the North Korean famine in the mid 1990s, humanitarian aid North Korea received. North Korea received. Food aid through the Clinton administration. And let's see. Especially during the North Korean famine, in the aid in the mid starting especially during the North Korean food aid started to flow into North Korea. All right. However, there are two things. There were that it was development aid, and there were criticisms that this aid was being diverted. Food aid started to flow into North Korea. However, humanitarian aid quickly started to accompany other kinds of foreign aid, that could be categorized as development aid. Development aid. Could be categorized as development aid. Not to mention, these forms of aid human rights advocates starting soon started to criticize these forms aid as being cash handouts or for development aid. All right, so I wrote like a lot, at least 2 to 3 sentences. I should record that. And then let's see. Oh, why am I feeling so tired? It's really because of the weird sleep schedule. If you're not really structured in your in when you sleep, it makes you sleepy even though you've slept plenty. So that's something you should always remember. But anyways, I've written a full paragraph about this, which is good. Now let's go on to the next paragraph. So the next paragraph is really all about this is like recent stuff about development aid, so I should bring the first part. There's like a there's two independent clauses that talk about the definition and how scholars have interpreted it, and I think that's really buried in that paragraph, and that should be brought to the beginning. And then this can be a different paragraph of why North Korea rejects anything except for development aid. So first reason is the fundamental reason, and then the second reason is the practical reason. Recent reason. Some scholars have welcomed development aid to North Korea as essential in the improvement of living conditions, while others have rejected the idea of blurring the boundaries of aid. However, during the Clinton administration, energy aid also accompanied So is this considered humanitarian aid? We'll see. This humanitarian aid? I don't know. During the Clinton administration, for example, Energy aid started to accompany humanitarian aid in aid and there was something that was sent in during the free framework. Not all of it was provided, but definitely something. Let's see. Heavy oil was delivered, although there was some delay, so that's good. Started to accompany humanitarian aid to make boundaries even more blurry these forms of aid were used as leverage in nuclear negotiations, including the agreed framework. as of recent, during Kim Jong-un's North Korea has dismissed plans of humanitarian aid and asked donor states to transition humanitarian aid into development aid. Although then it is possible that North Korea has started to see humanitarian aid as a way that powerful foreign powers influence the regime, as seen in approaches similar to new humanitarianism. North Korea may also think that humanitarian aid is in discord with the ruling philosophy. It can also be in a change in direction to more economic development after towards economic development after reaching its goal of nuclearization. Regardless of the cause, has clearly put more emphasis on development projects rather than humanitarian aid. And this has been heavily criticized. Also, I'm going to add this New York Times article to the Zotero part so that I can refer back to it. So this was written by Sanger. And let's see if Sanger's right there. Nope. This is very weird because it never works. The article for the New York Times just doesn't work for some reason. Let's see. Yep, it does not work. So I'm going to be putting it in myself. David E. Sanger. Sanger, David E. And the wait, that's interesting. This was from 1994. All right, Sanger 1994 is the paper. Sanger 1994. All right. I'm almost done, but I will have to come back to it because it's already been 20 minutes and I have to go to the restroom really quick. So thank you for listening in. This is the second half might have been not as exciting, but we're getting in a lot of progress in. It's writing process is really boring and that's okay. Just continue on and continue walking and you'll get there someday. So I'll see you next episode.
Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next time.